ride south to the Stormlands. I need you to negotiate with Renly Baratheon. Renly sides with us, but outnumber them 2-1.
I am glad your new friend was able to accompany you to the capital. But I am very good at keeping secrets for my good friends.
Your discretion is legendary.
You're in command here. I have a royal warrant for one of these gutter rats you're transporting. We're looking for a boy named Gendry. We'll be back with more men.
This is Gilly. She's one of Craster's daughters. We have to take her with us when we leave.
I'm going to have a baby. If it's a boy...
It's a boy what?
Seeing as you betrayed the last hand of the king, well, I just wouldn't feel safe with you lurking about.
The queen herself!
The queen regent! And you're a fool to believe she's your friend. I hope you enjoy the war.
I have friends at court!
To the new commander.
I need to get to Pike.
I'm heading that way, Lord Greyjoy.
I destroy Robb Stark's enemies for him, and he will make me king of the Iron Islands once again.
I will lead the attack myself.
Oh, you will?
From your son. Who else? Yara.
So good to see you, brother.
She can't lead an attack.
She's commanded men. She's killed men. No man gives me a crown. I will take my crown. I want you and your men gone. And you will make this right. We're outside.
Oh, Commander, now! Lord Commander.
Leave us. What did you do?
I followed him. He took the baby into the woods, the newborn. What business is that of yours?
No, you don't understand.
He's killing them, all the boys. You know.
Wildlings. Serve crueler gods than you or I. Those boys are just as offerings.
Offerings? He's murdering his own children. He's a monster.
Many a time, that monster's been the difference between life and death for our rangers. Your uncle among them.
We have other wars to fight out there. Like it or not, we need men like Craster. I saw it. I saw something take that job. Whatever it was, I dare say you'll see it again. Now, ready my horse. We'll leave at dawn. Don't lose it again.
Leaving.
I wanted to give you something. I belong to my mother.
I can't take
Please.
It.
Please. I want you to. My mother used it for sewing. She'd let me sit with her in a chamber while she sewed and read to her. Father put a stop to it when he found out. It's the only thing I have of hers. She gave it to me before I left for the war.
You shouldn't give it away.
I'm not giving it away. I'm giving it to you. Keep it safe for me. Until I come back.
Brian, will you? Time for his lessons.
Every night it's the same. I'm walking. I'm running. But I'm not me. I'm running through the Cosford, sniffing the dirt, tasting blood in my mouth when I've made a fresh kill. Howling. Old man used to tell me stories about magical people who could live inside stags, birds, wolves.
That's exactly what they are, Bran. Stories.
So she was lying. They don't exist.
Well, they may have done. But they're gone from the world. Along with much else. These are dreams, Bran. Nothing more.
No. My dreams are different. Mine are true. I dreamt of my father dying. And Rickon had the same dream.
What about all the dreams you had that didn't come true? Hmm? This link is made of Valyrian steel. Only one maester in 100 wears it on his chain. It signifies that I have studied the higher mysteries. And all who study these mysteries try their hand at spells. I was no different. I was young. And what boy doesn't secretly wish for hidden powers to lift him out of his dull life into a special one? But in the end, for all my efforts,
I got no more out of it than 1,000 boys before me. Come on. Maybe magic once was a mighty force in the world. But not anymore. The dragons are gone. The giants are dead. And the children of the forest forgotten.
Father promised them more, my lady. I've seen Sir Loris bested once or twice, but never quite in that fashion.
Now, my love. My brother fought valiantly for you.
That he did, my queen. But there can only be one champion. Brienne of Tarth. You may ask anything of me you desire. It is within my power. It is yours.
Your grace. I ask the honor of a place in your Kingsguard. I will be one of your 7, pledge my life to yours, and keep you safe from all harm.
Done. Rise, Brienne of the Kingsguard.
Your grace. I have the honor to bring you Lady Catelyn Stark, sent as an envoy by her son, Rob, Lord of Winterfell.
Lord of Winterfell and King in the North.
Lady Catelyn, pleased to see you. May I present my wife, Margaery of House Tyrell.
You are very welcome here, Lady Stark. I'm so sorry for your loss. You were most kind.
My lady, I swear to you, I will see the Lannisters answer for your husband's murder. When I take King's Landing, I'll bring you Joffrey's head.
It will be enough to know that justice was done, my lord.
Your grace. And you should kneel when you approach the king.
There's no need for that. Lady Stark is an honored guest.
Does your son march against Tywin Lannister yet?
I do not sit on my son's war councils. And if I did, I would not share his strategies with you.
If Robb Stark wants a pact with us, he should come himself, not hide behind his mother's skirts.
My son is fighting a war, not playing at one.
Don't worry, my lady. Our war is just beginning.
Get
Your Grace.
They're right. How's your foot?
Better, Your Grace. They don't know their own size at all.
Good night.
I have 100,000 men at my command. All the might of the Stormlands and the Reach.
And all of them young and bold, like your Knight of Flowers. It's a game to you, isn't it? I pity them.
Why?
Because it won't last. Because they are the Knights of Summer and winter is coming.
Brienne.
Escort Lady Catherine to her tent. She's tired from her journey.
At once, Your Grace. Shall I return after?
That won't be necessary. I would pray a while.
Alone.
If you follow me, my lady.
You fought bravely today, Lady Brienne.
Fought for my king. Soon I'll fight for him on the battlefield. Die for him if I must. And if it please you, Brienne's enough. I'm no lady.
Doing here?
Olivia, are you angry with me, brother?
You lying bitch.
It's not my fault you didn't recognize me.
Recognize you? How could I? The last time I saw you, you looked like a fat little boy.
You're a fat little boy too. But I recognized you.
Why didn't you tell me?
I wanted to see who you were first. I did.
The plans are made. It's time you heard them.
Father.
Roger.
The wolf pup has gone south with the entirety of the northern army at his back. While he's tangling with the lion in the westerlands, the north is ripe for the taking. The ironborn will reave and pillage as it was in the old days, all along the northern coast. We'll spread our dominion across the green lands, securing the neck and everything above. Every stronghold will yield to us one by one. Winterfell may defy us for a year, but what of it? The rest shall be ours. Forest, field, and hall. Yara, my daughter, you'll take 30 longships to attack Deepwood Mott.
I've always wanted a castle.
What's my role in all this?
You'll take a ship to raid the fishing villages on the stony shore.
A ship? You give her 30 and I get one.
The sea bitch. We thought she'd be perfect for you.
I'm to fight fishermen.
Be careful of their nets.
Father, I've fought with Robb Stark. I know his men. He won't give up the north so easily.
They won't even know we're there until...
Do you know of it, woman? I'm a proven warrior.
Your brothers were warriors. Both of them dead at the hands of those you seem so eager to protect.
I'm not protecting anyone. I just wonder if it's not wiser to wait. Why risk going against the North if they would be our allies? Rise up against them and they could destroy us. But if we pledge fealty to them, they'll give us Casterly Rock.
What are our words? Our words.
We do not sow.
We do not sow. We are ironborn. We're not subjects. We're not slaves. We do not plow the fields or toil in the mine. We take what is ours. Your time with the wolves has made you weak.
You act as if I volunteered to go. You gave me away, if you remember, the day you bent the knee to Robert Baratheon. After he crushed you. Did you take what was yours then? You gave me away! Your boy! Your last boy!
You gave me away like I was some dog you didn't want anymore. And now you curse me because I've come home.
You'd have our father bow down to your other family.
I have no other family.
Don't you? Make your choice, Theon, and do it quickly. Our ships sail with or without you.
You won't let me leave this room. You won't let me...
Keep your voice down.
Why? You think your father can hear me? He's 300 miles away!
I don't intend for you to stay here. I might be able to bring you into the castle kitchens. Again, only temporary.
Every man who's tasted my cooking has told me what a good whore I am.
So you wouldn't be a cook. You'd pose as a scullion.
Scullion? What is a scullion?
Kitchen wench.
A kitchen wench?
Yes, but...
Cleaning pots? Is that how my lion wants to see me?
Your lion wants to see you alive. We've come to a dangerous place. My sister wants to hurt me. She'll look for any weakness she can find. She can't know about you.
I'm the weakness.
It's a compliment, my lady.
How is being a weakness a compliment?
Language can be a bit tricky here.
No. I'm too stupid to understand. The stupid foreign girl. I am not a kitchen wench.
Geoffrey intends to be married.
Soon, darling, when the war is over.
Mother says I'll have a new gown for the ceremony and another for the feast. But yours will be ivory, since you're the bride.
The princess just spoke to you.
Pardon, Your Grace. I'm sure your dress will be beautiful, Marcella. I'm counting the days until the fighting's done. And I can pledge my love to the king in sight of the gods.
Is Geoffrey going to kill Sansa's brother?
He might. Would you like that?
No. I don't think so.
Even if he does, Sansa will do her duty. Don't you, little dove? Come in.
Who are you? I'm Shamey, lady, your new handmaiden.
I didn't know I needed a new handmaiden. You're not from here?
No.
What are you doing?
Waiting for you to tell me what to do.
I shouldn't have to tell you to do things. You should just do them.
What things?
Change my linens, wash my clothing, scrub the floor, empty my chamber pot, brush my hair.
No, you said to brush
not
your...
Not now.
Your chamber pot is empty.
Clean the table. Have you ever been a handmaiden before?
Yes?
For whom?
Lady Zurif.
Lady Zurif.
Lady Zurif.
There is no Lady Zurif in this city.
She wasn't in this city.
Well, I don't know how they did things in that city, but in this city, handmaidens wait on ladies, not the other way around. And I don't have time to answer 1,000 questions and teach you how to do your job.
Do you want me to leave?
Just brush my hair.
Thank the gods. I haven't had a proper shit in 6 days.
I've encountered this problem before, my lord. The stresses of power often have this insalubrious effect. Two drops with water daily.
I'm so grateful to have a man of your vast knowledge and wisdom on my side.
Well, thank you, my lord.
I can trust you, Pycelle, can I not?
Why, yes, of course, my lord.
These are perilous times, and the crown must forge new alliances.
And these alliances must often be sealed in matrimony.
Matrimony? Yes.
I'm trusting the council with these plans, but the queen mustn't know. I can't have her meddling in affairs that could determine the future of the realm. There's too much at stake.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. I shall be silent as the grave.
I'm brokering an alliance with House Martell of Dorne. Princess Marcella will wed their youngest son when she comes of age, ensuring their loyalty and their army should we need it.
Marcella sent away to Dorne.
But remember, the Queen mustn't know.
Ooh. The Queen mustn't know. I love conversations that begin this way.
I plan to marry Princess Marcella off to Theon Greyjoy.
Theon Greyjoy. Forgive me, my lord, but how? He grew up a ward of Winterfell. He fights for Robb Stark.
Precisely. Theon's father loathes the Starks and will convince the boy to come to our side. Greyjoy can destroy the Northern Army from within, and we can have his father's ships. But remember, you must tell no one.
Tell no one what?
I plan to wed Princess Marcella to Robin Arryn of the Vale. Lysa is not fond of me, but perhaps the promise of a royal match will convince her to let bygones be bygones.
She imprisoned you. She tried to execute you. And you offer her son a princess.
For men in our position, holding grudges can be an encumbrance, don't you think?
And I suppose you want me to broker this agreement.
Who better?
Yes, I could sing this song to Lysa, if I cared to. What's in it for me?
The gratitude of the people of Westeros for helping to end this war. The adoration of the king for bringing the Vale back into the fold. And Harrenhal.
Harrenhal is cursed.
Never took you for a superstitious man. By all means, tear it down and rebuild. You'll be able to afford it. Plan to make you Lord of the Riverlands.
With a single stroke, you'd make me one of the greatest lords in the realm.
You served my family well. In the matter of the succession.
So did Janos Slint. And he was given Harrenhal too, until you snatched it away.
I need you to deliver Lysa Arryn. I didn't need Janos Slint. It's settled then. Good. Oh, and remember,
the Queen mustn't know.
Thank you.
at her.
What is it?
A member of the King's Guard. So I wasn't humiliated enough already.
Brienne is a very capable warrior.
And she's devoted to me.
You're jealous.
Jealous of Brienne the Beauty.
Don't make me laugh. I'll make it up to you.
Your Grace. Not tonight. There's another Tyrell who requires your attention. You didn't bring my father's support or his army on charm alone. Your vassals are starting to snigger behind your back. Brides aren't usually virgins 2 weeks after their wedding night.
And Marjorie's a virgin?
Officially. Shall I bring her to you?
I should warn you, I had quite a bit of wine.
I think you're right, you are a king.
You look very beautiful.
Thank you, Your Grace.
It's a lovely gown.
You think so? I can't decide how I like it better. This way? Or this way?
Although some say the beauty most desired is the beauty concealed.
Do you want my brother to come in and help?
What?
Well, he could get you started. I know he wouldn't mind. Or I can turn over and you can pretend I'm him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's no need for us to play games. Save your lives for court. You're going to need a lot of them. Try again later. You decide how you want to do it. With me and Loras, however else you like. Whatever you need to do. You are a king. You monster. Marcella is my only daughter. Do you really think I'll let you sell her like a common whore?
Marcella's a princess.
Some would say she was born for this.
I will not let you ship her off to Dorne as I was shipped off to Robert Baratheon.
Dorne is the safest place for her.
Are you mad? The Martells loathe us.
That's why we need to seduce them. We're going to need their support in the war your son started.
She'll be a hostage. A guest. You won't get away with this. You think the piece of paper Father gave you keeps you safe? Ned Stark had a piece of paper, too.
It's done, Cersei.
No.
You cannot stop it.
No!
Just how safe do you think Marcella is if this city falls? Do you want to see her raped, butchered like the Targaryen children? Make no mistake. They'll mount her pretty little head on a spike right beside yours.
Get out! Get out!
Consecrate your faith to the drowned god.
I would.
Kneel. The Theon, your servant, to be born again from the sea as you were. Bless him with salt. Bless him with stone. Bless him with steel.
What is dead may never die.
What is dead may never die. But rises again, harder and stronger. Stand.
I don't appreciate being made a fool of, dwarf. If Miss Salamar is a Martell boy, she can't very well marry Robin Arryn, can she?
No. Afraid not. Sorry about that.
And Harrenhal. I suppose that's off the table as well.
Yes, I fear so. Sorry about that, too.
Leave me out of your next deception.
Oh. That's a shame. You were to be the centerpiece of my next deception. My brother Jamie rots in a northern stockade. I would see him released. That's where you come in.
Robb Stark will never release the Kingslayer.
No, he won't. But his mother might. How would you like to see your beloved cat again? Find him.
Oh, aye. And he has company. Filthy old stoat. Almost hate to interrupt.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
What is the meaning of this? No, please, please.
You disappoint me, Grand Maester.
I am your loyal servant.
So loyal that you told the Queen about my plans to send Marcella to Dorne.
No, never. No, it's a falsehood. I swear it. It wasn't me. Varys. It was Varys, the spider.
You see, I told Varys that I was giving the princess to the Greyjoys. I told Littlefinger that I planned to wed her to Robin Arryn.
I told no one that I was offering her to the Dornish. No one but you.
Eunuch has spies everywhere.
Cut off his manhood and feed it to the goats.
No. No goats, half man.
We'll make do. How long have you been spying for my sister?
All I did. I did for House Lannister. Always. Your Lord Father, ask him. I've always been his servant since the days of the Mad King.
I don't like his beard.
What? Oh, no.
How many hands have you betrayed, Tysel? Eddard Stark, John Arryn.
Lord Arryn. He knew. He knew the truth about the Queen and the way he planned to act, to tell King Robert.
So you poisoned him?
No. Never!
But you let him die, made sure he succumbed.
Lannister! I always served Lannister.
Get him out of my sight.
Throw him in one of the black cells.
Who knows? No, please! No, don't! You can't do this to me!
For your trouble.
No!
You'll be pleased to know our mutual friend is doing quite well in Lady Sansa's service.
Good. One of my better ideas.
And it seems the Grand Maester has found his way into a black cell. Well played, my Lord Hand. But should I be worried? Janice Slint, Pycelle. The small council grows smaller every day.
The council has a reputation for serving past hands poorly. I don't mean to follow Ned Stark to the grave.
Power is a curious thing, my lord. Are you fond of riddles?
Why? Am I about to hear one?
Three great men sit in a room. A king, a priest, and a rich man. Between them stands a common sellsword. Each great man bids the sellsword kill the other two. Who lives, who dies?
Depends on the sellsword.
Does it? He has neither crown, nor gold, nor favor with the gods.
He has a sword, the power of life and death.
But if it's swordsmen who rule, why do we pretend kings hold all the power? When Ned Stark lost his head, who was truly responsible? Joffrey? The executioner? Or something else?
I've decided I don't like riddles.
Power resides where men believe it resides. It's a trick, a shadow on the wall, and a very small man can cast a very large shadow.
She'll be sleeping. Tomorrow's a long march. 30 miles in on pistons.
I can't sleep. I don't like the taste.
You know, I'll drink it for the flavor, to be honest. Same as most men, I think.
But you've seen things. Horrible things.
Aye. I've seen some pretty things too, but not nearly so many.
How do you sleep when you... when you have those things in your head.
You didn't see that. I made damn sure.
I close my eyes and I see them up there. All of them. Standing there. Joffrey. The Queen. And my sister.
You know, we've got something in common, me and you. You know that? I must have been a couple of years older than you. So my brother stabbed through the heart right on our doorstep. He wasn't much of a villain what skewered him. Willem, the lad's name was. He ran off before anyone could spit. I just stood there, watching my brother die. Here's the funny part. I can't picture my brother's face anymore. But Willem, oh, he was a nice-looking boy. He had good white teeth, blue eyes, one of those dimpled chins all the girls like. I would think about him when I was working, when I was drinking, when I was having a shit. It got to the point where I would say his name every night before I went to bed. Willem, Willem, Willem. The prayer almost. Well, one day, Willem came riding back into town. I buried an axe so deep into Willem's skull I had to bury him with it. Willem's horse got me to the wall, and I've been wearing black ever since. Oh, that'll help you sleep, eh?
Amory Lord, sworn banneman to Lord Tywin Lannister. These men from the capital requested our assistance. Drop your weapons in the name of the king.
Which king will that be?
This is your last chance. In the name of King Joffrey, drop your weapons.
I don't think I will.
So be it.
I always hated crossbows. Take too long to load! Thank you.
What do we have here?
No!
That's a fine little blade.
Maybe I'll pick my teeth with it.
I yield.
Round up any survivors. We'll take them back to Harren Hall.
You heard it. You're coming with us. I yield! Help! Help me! Something wrong with your leg, boy?
Look at it.
Can you walk?
No. You gotta carry me.
All right.
Carry him, he says.
We're looking for a bastard named Gendry. Give him up, or I'll start taking eyeballs.
You want Gendry? You already got him. He loves that helmet.